The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis with the...
You always have such a hard time.
What? I'm trying to engage you.
I'm right here. Good morning.
And your name is?
Robin.
Hi, I'm Robin Ellis. Just trying to help, you know.
You always introduce me so I don't have to say anything. It's fine.
I'm going to stop introducing you, and then you'll be mad at me if I don't introduce you.
Not me.
No, I know. I know. You have your own fan base out there, but you're not talking to them today.
I've been quiet today. I lost a whole night's sleep the other day, and I just am not with it, and I'm sorry. I'm here. I got up. I didn't stay in bed. I'll talk more. Usually he's telling me to be quiet.
No, I don't. I never tell you to be quiet. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show that you're listening to. Believe it or not, yep, we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we talk about a lot of other different things, primarily what our listeners want to talk about. They see wildlife, and they ask questions about, you know, different things in the outdoors, and we're glad to answer them to the best of our abilities. And then we've got Chris over there on the other side of the Chesapeake Bay. He's in the studio there at WCBM 680, where we broadcast from. And we're sitting here in Easton using this beautiful little piece of equipment that we purchased a while back to broadcast from our home in Easton. So we're sitting here on the couch, and Robin's crocheting, and, you know, the TV's on mute, and we're sitting here in front of the fireplace. The fireplace isn't on, but, you know, we're enjoying our
morning with you.
Our morning, yes. We're enjoying our morning and sharing it with you.
I'm still yawning. I feel so bad. I'm yawned. Sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, Chris, Mom saw a set of triplet fawns on her property this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. I wonder where Mom was.
They were all trying to nurse at the same time.
Mom was there.
Oh, okay, yeah. If all three of them were going to be nursing at the same time, then
yeah. She saw the doe with the three fawns.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Wow.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Too bad she couldn't get any pictures.
She sent a video and it wouldn't work, so I told her to save it till I see her again.
Okay.
Sometimes we just have a little.
Because that would be great to see.
I want to see it. So next, hopefully she'll get here this week. She has been holding off a little bit because COVID seems to be spiking a little in our area.
Yeah, it does seem to be on the increase just a little bit. We're hearing more about it. More people being testing positive. And you and I differ on our opinions of that, you know?
Yep.
So just because you test positive doesn't mean you're sick.
I never said that.
I know. But, you know.
I agree with that. You test positive and not have any symptoms.
More testing is going to find more positive people. So you're going to get your blood work done this coming week, right? You're going to find out if you actually had COVID, as we suspect.
In December, yeah, I'm going to do the COVID antibody test.
Yes, indeed. First day you had COVID, I shot a nice 8-point buck.
Yep. I don't know if I had COVID.
First day you got very sick.
The sickest I think I've ever been that it had to do with having a virus.
Right. Got it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We thank our sponsors for bringing you the show today. Those sponsors include Clyde Sports Shop and Backyard Billy's and Bay Country Bakery and Albright's Gun Shop. And Battery Warehouse, for sure. So we just want to say thank you to our sponsors. We don't we talk about them. We don't often take the opportunity to thank them. So I've been to most of them this past week or 10 days. Talked to most of the folks there, so I kind of keep up on what's going on in their shops and have things to talk about. So 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 922-6680 is our phone number. Do you know that this upcoming hunting season, you know, everything ends usually the end of January. There's a couple waterfowl days, you know, the first early February, youth waterfowl and that type of thing. But they have opened this year a new opportunity for deer hunters. It's a primitive weapons season. It's February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, okay? And you may take a recurve bow, a longbow, you know, the traditional bow hunting gear. Not the compound, not a crossbow. You can take a flintlock muzzle-loading rifle or a percussion cap muzzle-loading rifle. You know, they kind of went out of the way. They kind of went out of the the popular use once the inline muzzle loaders came out, and you know you could put a scope on them and all that stuff. But I'm actually looking forward to getting out my percussion cap. I've got several. I've got quite a few, actually, percussion cap firearms. I've got a couple of flintlocks. But I have one that I bought when I was moving to Maryland in 1983 from a company called Getz Barrel Company, G-E-T-Z. They're up in Beaver Springs, I think it's Beaver Springs, Pennsylvania. They make custom barrels for black powder rifles, and that's what they're famous for. Well, they actually put together a rifle. They crafted a rifle, and they were producing flintlocks at the time. And I saw this beautiful gun, and I said, I want to buy that. And they said, okay. I said, but I'm moving to Maryland where percussion cap is legal at the time, and I don't have to shoot a flintlock. And they said, cool, we can convert it. So they converted it to percussion cap. You know, the number 11 cap goes on the nipple rather than the pan full of powder, and you pull the hammer back, and the flint hits the frizzin, and the powder goes in through the flash hole and sets the powder off. No. This is a percussion cap. And I actually took one of my first deer in Maryland with it, and I was very happy with that. That biggest doe I've ever taken in my life. I mean, she had to weigh almost 150 pounds or more. But I digress. The gun shoots a patched round ball with 90 grains of 4F black powder. Spectacular. It's a tack driver. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to taking that out in the field. So anyway, and I might take the recurve. I've got a couple vintage recurves that I might take out, and one of them I had a new string and new arrows cut and, you know, some limb straightening and all that stuff done, and it shoots like a dream too. So I like a recurve. Shot my first deer ever shot with a recurve. When I was 16. You saw the pictures. You've seen the pictures. No?
I don't remember it. I'm sitting here thinking.
Okay. I've got my big horn rim glasses on and my red camo hat.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it. I know you've seen it. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I digress a lot because I'm remembering, you know, picking and choosing some memories out of, you know.
But isn't that all part of hunting?
Yeah, it is. 53 years of hunting. Yep, since I was 13.
That's all part of it.
Yep.
That's whether. I am so sorry about the yawning, people. I really apologize. That's not fair to you all. It's all part of what we're trying to do with Maryland's Finest also, is preserve the memories.
Yep.
You know, there's a load of stories in there about the deer hunts for the bigger deer and about hunters and about measurers and about all kinds of stuff.
There's also a story in there by Art Roderick, who has the number 4 firearms, Sick a Deer, about a father and son hunt on Blackwater.
I think that's amazing.
They both took a 6 point in the same season from the same stand. 6 point Sickestag. So that's, you know, and then we've got Bobby Newton wrote a story about his son Mason, who's now, what is he, 14 or 15?
I'm not sure, and I don't.
On his first deer hunt, his first hunt with Mason in the stand.
Summer just got her hunting license.
I know. No, well, she passed her hunter safety education.
Hunter safety. Okay.
Yep. Well, let's talk to Glenn. Let's see how Glenn's doing up there in Kent County. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hello, Robin. How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Survived the storm okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? No damage, no trees down, no nothing?
Haven't seen none anyway.
No, that's good. That's a good thing then.
Not saying there weren't any anywhere.
Well, I mean, on your property or hit your any of your stuff. So. No, we were lucky. I mean, we had some little branches come down, but boy, I'll tell you, we were surrounded by big branches breaking off of trees. So.
That's what I love. I love the old trees in this neighborhood.
I know, but we need to get a couple of those storm trimmed out front.
We'll talk about it.
We should. We need to do that. So.
As long as you're not trying to take them down. In the middle of the storm, he says, all these trees are coming down. No, they're not. No, they're not.
No. So.
Well, I guess it won't be long before the hunting season. You'll be starting them. Heck, I guess I guess crow would be next Saturday, won't it?
I'm not sure about crows. But
I haven't got the...
You didn't get the book yet? Yeah. I didn't get my hunting license yet. I mean, I'm going to apply for my bear tag again. That's a $15 fee for the lottery. You know, it's just like any big game tag anywhere else in the country. If you want to order, you know, if you want to pre-apply, you pre-apply. And if you get the picked, you get picked. So I put in for my moose permit. Is that March, I guess? And I didn't get picked, but I'm working on a moose hunt.
You're building up your points.
I am.
Do they have points up there, too?
Yeah, they have points. Yeah. Now, the moose hunt that I'm talking about is basically over-the-counter. You book with an outfitter. They take care of the food, the lodging, your license, the packing everything out, everything except game processing and a tip for the guide. So, but any more big game hunts are expensive. But hunting in Maryland, in my opinion, is probably the most economic thing you can do. I think we're underpaying for our hunting licenses and our hunting privileges. I mean, we've got deer, we've got turkeys, we've got sika deer, we've got black bears, we've got all kinds of waterfowl, all kinds of small game. I think it's the best deal going. So, what do you think, Glenn?
Well, I guess for the most part, man, I don't know, it seems like it. And
yep.
More the waterfowl, I guess, unless you, well, hey, even on the river is not necessarily the greatest unless you're in the right spot.
Well, you got to pick your spots. Yeah, that's right. And you're right. Crow season, Chris just told us that crow season starts August 15th. You're right. So, I've eaten a lot of crow in my day.
I've never gotten one. I've hunted them a few times alone, but I've never gotten any.
Do you put the decoys out? Do you have a crow call?
No, I don't have any decoys nor a crow call except me going, caw, caw.
I talk to the crows out here in the yard. Robin thinks I'm crazy, but she's heard it, that I can talk to a crow. They get up in the trees and they start calling, and I call back to them, and they answer me, and Robin thinks I'm crazy, but I've done that for a long, long time.
For a lot more reasons than just talking to crows.
Yeah.
Just be lucky I'm talking to you. Sorry, Glenn, what'd you say?
Then about a little over 3 weeks there, I guess, dove season starting.
Dove season starts September 1st, squirrel season.
And resident Canada goose.
Resident Canada goose, that's right, yep. No question. So.
And I guess the bow season starts that next Friday, I guess.
And yeah, bow season starts the Friday after Labor Day. So Labor Day is a little late this year. Labor Day is the 7th.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it's the 11th is this year's mm-hmm. bow season. So.
Yeah. I guess squirrel is probably start that Saturday before then, huh?
Yeah, squirrel starts on the 1st, no question.
Nope, September 5th in Maryland.
Oh, 5th?
Yep, September 5th.
Wonder what, does everything start after Labor Day except dove season this year? Must be.
Dove and the red.
Oh, no, that's 5th.
Usually it starts on the 1st, too. So.
Yeah. First Saturday. Like I said, everything's late. So.
Yeah, just kind of whatever the 1st is.
I guess so.
It starts usually.
That's what I thought, but. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so September 1st is a Tuesday, so I'm guessing that that's when dove season starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts 12 noon. And the resident time duties.
Also, yeah. So. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call, Glenn.
All right, y'all take care now, and maybe catch you another time.
All right, we'll catch you, that's for sure. You got it.
Bye-bye.
So Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They are your crabbing and fishing headquarters. Let's talk a little bit about crabbing. I mean, if you have a pier and you register your crab pot, you can put a pot off your pier and fish right there and leave it and, you know, pull the pot in and catch your crabs and steam them up right there, or you can get what's called a crab hotel. It's a floating live box, basically, and you can get both of those, commercial crab pot and a crab hotel, at Clyde Sports Shop if you have a pier. Now, if you're just a recreational guy that wants to go out and fish off of, you know, some of the local piers and or go out in your boat and you want to use the folding crab traps, well, there's a low-profile crab trap. With the four open sides, and then there's the topless crab trap, also four open sides, but, you know, the topless part makes it stackable, lighter, you know, and crabs only can go side to side. They can't swim up. That's why it's topless and it's still so effective. Trot lines and supplies, if you like going out with a trot line, they've got everything. They've got the line. They've got the 1,000-foot already rigged snood trot line. They've got the trot line weights, the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, baskets and lids, you know, measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, the bait, salted eel, chicken necks, the steamers, and their own crab seasoning, nets and crab rings and the whole deal. So you get the idea. If you want to go crabbing, you go to Clyde Sports Shop first and you get everything you possibly need. And there you go. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. All the services as well, gunsmithing, rod and reel repair, fishing, hunting licenses, you name it, Clyde's has it. They are your complete Clyde's Sport Shop. Phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. Yes, indeed. Now, Backyard Billy's. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is located right off Route 50 at Exit 44, okay? If you're coming from the Bay Bridge, that's Evans Avenue, okay? When you look over to the side of the road, you will see a giant selection of outdoor furniture. You will see tiki bars and swing sets and pool houses and storage sheds, and that's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. But they do have a giant selection of that colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, especially the Adirondack chairs that everybody likes, right there off Route 50 at Exit 44 Kent Island. You put it off long enough, and now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. And Backyard Billy's is your go-to place for doing just that. Think about this. You go make your selection. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and they have free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. What a deal. Inside their showroom, you'll see beach house furniture. You'll see barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Eggs and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days. Might be today, don't know, from 10 till 2. Give them a call, 410-827-4500, and find out. So, you can browse the great-looking garden decorations. You can look at the fire rings. And they've got them in all different styles and all different themes, you know, fish and all kinds of stuff on them. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Believe me, we went to, what, three or four places to try and find a fireplace insert?
At least.
And we were treated badly by most of them.
Yeah, I was very disheartened.
Yes, very disappointed, you know. You know, you go and you make your selection and you're going to spend thousands of dollars and then they don't return your phone call. Or you go other places and they abuse you when you walk in the door and they think you're stupid, you know, and they try to sell you, oversell you something that you don't need. So Backyard Billy's wasn't like that. We just went in and talked to them. And they very high degree of expertise on the different fireplace inserts and what you needed and how you needed to hook it up. And, you know, very, very competitive on the prices. So we were very happy. So that's why we're enjoying our gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's. They did the installation, too. Did a great job. So Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillies.com, 827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. Backyard Billy's, your backyard is gonna look just great. Now, Robin,
yes, sir.
What was the special yesterday?
Banana Fluffernutters.
Banana Fluffernutter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a donut.
Uh-huh. You've heard of Fluffernutter sandwiches.
Well, Fluffernutter's marshmallow and peanut butter.
Right. This and then is a banana Fluffernutter.
You add bananas to that and put it all on or in a donut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bay Country Bakery, you know. Right there on Route 50, just through Cambridge, 2951 Coastal Highway. Think Big Donut. Why am I thinking Big Donut when I'm in Cambridge? I'm thinking of Bay Country Donuts. At Bay Country Bakery, Bay Country Donuts. And I'm looking on the right-hand side of the road going towards Ocean City. There's a big, giant donut on the side of the building. Pull it. That was me pulling it, you know, screeching the tires and making the turn on two wheels to get into Bay Country Bakery right there. And they have delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and bread. I mean, the best in the universe as far as we're concerned. You can get a sandwich. You can get a cup of coffee. And any of those pastries and any of those. We got a cherry pie this week that was just absolutely spectacular from Bay Country Bakery. And
the cheese Danish.
And a cheese Danish. I know you like the cheese Danish. That's for sure. That's for sure. And you can get enough for anybody, you know, if you're going somewhere on vacation, you can get enough for a couple of days. If you're, you know, splitting a place with somebody, you can get enough for the crew. If you're going out in a boat, enough donuts for everybody in the boat, enough for hunting camp. You know, you get the idea. Bay Country Bakery. Dave and Gina Levy are your hosts, trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. And I talked to Dave the other day, and Dave is excited. He said he likes the way we mess around with his ad on the radio, and I like that. So be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see Robin and me there, or you might not. You might just have to enjoy the donuts without us. But think about us.
I'm hoping to get up there again before the Fluffernutters are gone.
We'll be right back after this message.
Thunderstorms rumbling around for today, drifting slowly to the east, and lots of heat and humidity. Boy, it's been a steam bath of a forecast ever since that tropical storm came up the east coast. Our humidity levels have just been through the roof. We're at 88 today with pockets of flash flood alerts and thunderstorms drifting slowly east. 90 degrees for Sunday, 92 Monday, and 93 on Tuesday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. Right. When he come home, his politics.
Yeah, that was the one with Fess Park.
Why the Western March? I love his voice.
Yeah, Boone and Crockett. Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. Daniel Boone. Isn't Daniel Boone the one that died at the Alamo? I believe so.
I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember either. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Right now, we got to talk to Stan and then Captain Dong. Good morning, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Well, it was a good morning. So that had to be the longest donut pastry commercial I have ever heard in my life.
That's only because it makes you want one.
Well, we'll have to shorten it up next time.
I was dying. I wish I was outside working and jumped in the truck and I heard that one. All I got is two tasty cakes and it's not going to get it now.
No, it's not going to cut it. No.
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 I'm having some kind of technical difficulty. It's not my generation here. I'm more of the coonskin cap and the flintlock when I was a kid.
I got you.
Anyway, I hear tell you eating some crow in your day.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay. So you're
not the bird.
Not the bird. You're familiar with eating humble pie, too.
Humble pie.
Humble pie. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't eat crow without humble pie.
That's true. That's true. Yep.
So everybody okay on your end?
Everybody's fine. Storm blew through. We watched it. We watched trees fall on our neighbors' houses, but we were spared. And, you know, no damage here. A lot of little limbs down and stuff, but nothing harmful.
I slept through it. I guess I needed to sleep. I slept through it, but tractor and trailer and yours truly's work boots.
Yep.
Still have to ride out from the first one.
I got you. Well, just don't fall asleep when you're driving. That would not be good.
Oh, no. We're wide awake. Got the thermos sitting over there by the passenger seat. And as soon as about 30 minutes, I'll be back in Baltimore coming out of Southern Maryland. And we're going to make sure we're pretty cranked up because they laid one on me this morning, whether I needed it or not. But I knew that if I just hung in there, I'd hear my favorite show again this morning. And I've got to get some bumper stickers.
You do have to get some bumper stickers.
Yes.
All right.
I need some.
You need some.
I need some.
The man needs some bumper stickers.
Well, we got a couple.
Yes,
and we'll have to get
I do.
Huh?
Yes, I do. Because everybody asks me when I get, especially in Southern Maryland. But when I go down to Southern Maryland, I got my doors open while I'm doing my thing outside. Everybody stops, and you know, you see the deer on him. No. Deer insignias on the back windows and this, that, and the other thing. And they just stand there and they listen. They say, who are you listening to? I said, you don't know? I mean, he's only been on the air for 30 years. News travels slow down in Southern Maryland.
Yeah, especially since half my family lives there and they don't even know I'm on the radio.
That's true.
every chance I get. I said, that's Ellen Ellis every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday. And they know, wow, they know me in Southern Maryland. I mean, I don't know what part of Southern Maryland you're talking about, if you're PG or Charles or St. Mary's, but, you know, they know who I am in St. Mary's County anyway, because I'm down there quite often. I mean, I have a number of customers down that way. So.
Well, I'm going to need me some bumper stickers.
We'll have to work on that.
We'll work on that. Sounds good.
All right. You'll let me know next time you're in the neighborhood.
We will. Yep.
You pass me every time you come up this way. I'm right off of 97.
Okay.
Cool.
You got it, buddy. Yep.
Well, one of these days when I figure out how to get in touch with you, Mr. Chris tried to give me directions last week. I still haven't figured it out. So.
All right.
I'll get to the website. Y'all take care. I've got to get those hands back on the wheel. We're pulling into the big city.
I got you, buddy. Keep the shiny side up.
Take care, y'all. Always
see y'all.
Listening.
Yep.
Good to hear from you, Stan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Captain Don. Hello, Captain Don.
Crab. Wait a minute. Crab and crab. Another crab. Where our favorite spot.
You're crabbing now?
Right now, we're crabbing Captain Rigatoni. He's dipping the former captain of the year, Captain Pugs. He's at the helm, and I'm spotting. I'm spotting.
You're spotting.
Cool.
Yeah. Crab, there's another crab.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up in the front of the boat, and the line's a little tight, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. We're using a combination of chicken necks and Easter clams.
Clams are good.
Right.
What are they biting on more? What are they biting on better?
The razor clams.
Razor clams. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done dads with razor clams and eel.
Razor clams.
Razor clams.
I got to get back to my spotting.
All right, buddy. Well, you do that.
I'm sorry.
Let us know how it ends up today.
Yeah. Send us a couple crab pictures. We love them. I guess you saw your picture, right?
I did not.
You haven't picked up Marilyn Loves Crabs yet?
I haven't been down to the bait store for a bit.
Well, you need to get yourself into Clyde's Sports Shop.
Well, you know I go there all the time. So.
Yeah, well, make sure you get a copy of Marilyn Loves Crabs.
Yeah, there's somebody in there you might know.
Yeah, it's like be like looking in the mirror.
I can't wait. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take it easy.
We'll see you. I'll give you a report. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Don. Bye-bye. All right, how about that? From the crab boat.
From the crab boat. We had some awesome crabs last weekend.
Oh, we did have some good crabs. I don't even know where they came from. I don't know if they were chop tanks or where they were from.
I don't know, but you know what they were?
They were fat. They were nice size. Very, very heavy. Very enjoyable. Yep, steamed them right out here. Son-in-law steamed them right out here in the backyard. Quite tasty, I might add.
The way he steamed them, they were spiced just perfect.
Yep, they were good. No question. No question. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody on the line there, Uncle Chris?
Yes, we have Mark.
Mark, let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I started having a problem with my dog. I always take him to the nursing home to see the patients and everything. And
right.
One of the attendants saw him licking the person's hand, and they said he had to go. You know why? He didn't have a liquor license.
I knew something was coming. I wasn't sure. Chris, you were ready, weren't you?
You were ready for today, weren't you?
So then I took him to my grandson's football game, and every time the guy would kick the football, he would start barking at him, so they threw him out for roughing the kicker. Good morning, John.
I love it.
Have a good one.
You heard about the kid that said, hey, said to the guy, my dog is a genius. And he said, let me ask him some questions, and if he gives a rough right answer, you give me $1 for every right answer. And the guy said, all right. Kid said to his dog, what covers the house? And the dog went, roof. And he said, who is the greatest baseball player of all times? And the dog went, oof. And he said, you owe me $2. Okay, that's the end of the joke. Have a nice day, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
I thought there was another line today.
There is another line. I couldn't remember it. Oh, yeah, what's the texture?
The dog really says something.
What's the texture of sandpaper? Roof.
Yeah, but then they asked the question. The dog says, like, peanut butter or something. I forget what it was. It was like, by the time I got to the end, he really talked.
I don't know. I'm horrible at jokes on the cuff. If I hear one and I like it and I rehearse it, I like to use it. So
yeah, there was an ending to that joke.
There was somewhere. We missed it.
Because the dog ends up talking at the end.
I know. Laura liked the snail joke last night, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't like the snail joke.
I don't know why you don't like the snail joke. It's a funny joke. It's stupid. Okay. All right, it's stupid, if you say so. Did you say something, Chris?
Please.
No, he didn't.
He's answering a
phone call. He must be answering a phone call. That's okay. While he's doing that, I'm going to tell the folks about Albright's Gun Shop. Guns wanted, you know. That's right, guns wanted, any make, model, age, or condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop. That number is 410-820-8811. Now, I've been dealing with Larry Albright. Just talked to him the other day. And the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys. I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or to consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini Elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm. This offers for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department. You don't see this often, but the muzzle-loading department has grown exponentially at Albright's because Chuck is the expert. So they have muzzle-loading firearms from Thompson Center and others, and they've got the accessories as well as an in-house expert to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton across from the Tidewater Inn to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's albrightsgunshop.com. Call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. Now, Backyard Billy's. I have so much paperwork here. It's unbelievable. Can't keep my stuff straight. There it is. Backyard Billy's. You've put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. And Backyard Billy's is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, and that includes tables and chairs, a whole setup, if you would, deck boxes and accessories and much more. And those Adirondack chairs are out there like crazy, 300 in stock. That can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and pool houses are in Backyard Billy's backyard. That's what's there. That's what's there in their backyard. That's right. Inside Backyard Billy's big showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. But you got to call ahead to find out if they're having it today, for example. And you give them a call at 410-827-4500 to make sure they're going to have the grill day. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. And they did the installation, and it was great. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, 410-827-4500. Your backyard is going to look just great. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Your full-line Browning dealer, I'll tell you what, they've got some Browning guns in there that are pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool. And there's some new guns coming out from Browning all the time, which is, you know, it's kind of nice. They have the long-range AB3, the A-Bolt 3, and it's a very reasonably priced firearm. And it's a Browning, of course, and it comes in this 26-inch barrel. And, I mean, that's reaching out there, no question about it. Comes in 300 Win Mag, it comes in 308, it comes in 6.5 Creedmoor and others. And you might want to check that out at Clyde Sports Shop and see how you like that gun with a little longer barrel. And then there's the BAR Mark III. Now, that's the autoloader. And it comes in a lot of calibers, a lot of short mags and things like that. It's a very, very nice-looking gun. It comes in that urban arid camo with, the kind of a cool-looking desert camo finish. That's cool. And then also in that finish is the Hell's Canyon Speed model, the Long Range, and the Macmillan models. That's the X-Bolt. And they are some guns that are really sharp looking. If you want to look at that, Cerakote fluted barrels, and you know they got the accessory on the end if you want to put a suppressor on there. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, and check out the full line of Browning firearms, the rifles, the shotguns, and everything else. Full-line gunsmithing, rod and reel repair, hunting, fishing licenses, scope mounting, and bore sighting. All available at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after this.
I don't have any recorded.
You don't have any recorded?
We've already done that. But we've got lots of callers.
Yep. All right, let's talk to the callers. What?
Never mind.
What, Robin?
No, nothing.
We have Henry.
Henry.
What were you saying, Robin?
Yeah.
Hi, Henry. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. I like about the crabs. Where do you get the crabs from? You go to the bay?
No, we buy them from a dealer here. We bought some live crabs from a dealer
I used to eat crabs a lot and go buy bushels, different sizes.
Yeah, we bought a half bushel.
For now, you know, yeah. I haven't bought none in a while, but I had some around the house and I seen some people eat them. I had crabs, live crabs, fried crabs, crabs come in different stages, you know.
Sure. Soft crabs, boiled crabs, steam crab.
Right, yep. Steam crabs, yeah.
Yeah, steam crabs, that's the way to go.
I like fried hard crabs, too.
So, crabs, do you sell them? Can you get them year-round?
In Maryland, you can get crabs year-round, but they're not all Maryland crabs.
They're from other states.
Louisiana, Texas, you know, down south. The Gulf crabs is what we get in here on the off-season when we're not crabbing.
Oh, they got a few places around Baltimore that you can get crabs.
Yeah, they do. Plenty.
Right, right.
Yep, plenty. So, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that. Enjoy those crabs.
All right.
Thanks Henry.
For taking my call.
Thanks, Henry. You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Randy. Randy, good morning.
I think Randy hung up.
I think Randy left.
Randy, call back.
Call back, Randy. We'll talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. You?
I'm doing fine. I got two little quick jokes for you. Quick.
Sounds good.
Ready?
Yep.
What did the fish say when it swam into the wall?
I don't know.
Face first into the wall.
When it did what?
The fish swam face first into a concrete wall. What did he say?
I don't know.
Damn.
The other one is, when geese fly in a V, do you have any idea why there's more on one side?
Yes. I've been telling that story for 31 years. They fly in a V, and one side of the V is always longer than the other. Do you know why that is?
There's more on one side.
That's right. There's more geese on that side.
I like that one.
Yep. All right.
Just everybody have a nice, safe day. Catch some crabs. Wish there was baseball we could watch, but there's not. With that, everybody be safe. Wear your mask.
All right.
So thank you so much
for
that.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Believe it or not, we got most of the calls in. We're not trying to short anybody right now. And our commercials as well.
That's right. We lost Randy.
Yep.
And we got people listening on vacation. You know, we got some friends down in Tennessee, friends of ours, friends of the show, listening. I guess pretty cool. You can listen to us anywhere you go.
Anywhere in the world on the WCBM app. Just put that on your phone.
Or tune in. Either one.
Tune in's another good one, that's for sure. You can go on your computer and, you know, click on WCBM and listen to us. You can hear us on Alexa.
That's the one for tune in.
And when I say Alexa, everybody's little Alexa lights up.
I haven't had mine plugged in for a while.
So.
I ran out of wall sockets.
You what?
I ran out of places in the wall sockets.
Yeah, I know. I know. Too many accessories. So, Chris, what's going on? Anything good, buddy?
No, sir.
No?
No.
Usually we have callers backed up at this point, and, you know,
because everybody's
rushing
just
through
up,
them.
Yeah.
You know?
Not now.
Good time management today. How about that? That's amazing.
Exactly. Good time management.
It's different.
It always helps. It's a wonderful thing.
It does. Yep. We're going to be welcoming a new sponsor here in the first part of September. And we'll make that happen here in the next week or so and get that all firmed up, ready to go. And, you know.
And then something that since I've been here for the past couple of years, something that usually happens in the fall, will that be taking place again?
You know, I have to reach out to the folks at CVA and see if they're going to be able to provide muzzleloaders for us again this year to give away.
I hope so. That's the fun. I love
That's
doing
fun.
That.
I love doing that. Yep. So.
You ought to be on this side.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're the one that has to keep all the records.
Then he's got to take the calls.
Take the calls. And then, of course, you're asking Chris. Commercial, and I'm like, I can't talk because I'm screening the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I will admit, it was easier to look through.
And you could see.
I could see you on the phone and
you could
know
see
what
me
you were doing.
Frantically writing and listening and doing all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's all good.
Exactly.
It's all good. We survived 31 years, Chris, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And actually, let me see, you're coming up on a year, I think, being away from the studio.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of when we did it. I have to look somewhere.
You're coming up on a year. I can't remember the exact date, but how much things have changed in a year.
Yep.
There's
at least
so many ways.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Who's this character from?
Hold on.
What character?
Guy, Russ, Camo Preacher Russ sent me a...
Is that from, what's the one with Ned Beatty and...
I don't...
And Burt Reynolds.
It might be. Might be
Deliverance?
From,
Yeah,
it might be from Deliverance, but I think it's from that something about Brother, where they sing and do. What's that one called?
Where Art Thou, Brother? Or something.
Brother, Where Art Thou? It looks like that. Anyway, the funny looking guy, and the caption is, "I hope if I die choking on gummy bears, people just say I was killed by bears and leave it at that." Thank you, Russ. For the laugh. Anyway. 410 WCBM 680. Well, we're out of time yet. I mean, we could take another call, couldn't we, Chris?
Yeah, we could take one more call.
One more call if they...
It would have to be quick.
Quick dialing WCBM 680, 410.
Well, in theory, they should have it programmed into their phone. So
in theory, it should be on speed dial.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Speed dial.
Yeah. With no question.
With today's technology, it's so easy.
It's true. It's true.
Not like the old days where you had to stick your finger in the hole and then...
Turn it.
Exactly.
And boy, if you got the wrong number or you let it go too soon, then you had to hang up and start all over again.
That's right.
And then you get frustrated by the third time you did it. So then you...
Yep. So I remember back in the... I guess it was in the 60s, the touch tone phone came out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought that was the greatest thing ever, you know? So
yep, and
they didn't have to that rotary dial thing.
That's right.
My grandfather worked for C&P for years, and I got a lamp for my room, and my first telephone in my room was this lamp, and it was one of the old-fashioned rotary phones from like the 50s.
Wow.
It was so cool, and that's what I talked on. It was painted gold, and it had the metal dial, not the plastic dial.
Right.
So your fingers would almost hurt when you...
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
It was... My friends all thought it was really cool.
I think it's really cool just hearing about it.
So, I don't know what happened. My mother probably still has the lamp.
Probably. So.
That would be interesting to find out if she did.
Well, maybe you need to ask her.
We have a caller.
All right, real
Richard.
Quick.
Richard.
Richard.
Hey, this is Richard from Westminster.
Hey, Richard.
I want to ask a question about bloodworms. Why are they so expensive?
Why are they so expensive? Well, the demand is very high. The supply is low, just like anything in the economy. If you have a low supply and a high demand, the price is going to go up. And here's why they're so expensive. They're only gathered in one place in the country. They're gathered in Maine, okay? On the surf, as the surf goes out, the bloodworms are picked and raked and that type of thing. And they're so high priced because they're so difficult to keep alive when they ship them all over the country. The other thing is the people that pick the bloodworms are the same people that pick the blueberries in Maine, and they compete for these people, and whoever pays the most, that's where they work that day. So the wages are high as well. And that's...